What a horrible thing to tell somebody. Your butt ugly. It's like the worst. It's like the C word. It's like the C word.
Are people still saying
that? To 10-year-olds, that's the worst thing you could possibly.
Butt ugly.
Butt ugly.
That was such a hard like hitting line back then. Ooh, in middle school. Oh, ugly. My God.
Okay.
Bro, hit him with that.
Okay. I still always remember he. Okay, Rudolph.
Where's that from?
Don't.
You don't remember he
when
said
when I had a pimple on my nose, like right here. Oh, that last dude, it was so.
That was long. That's when you're.
That was
you're
when
younger.
I was in middle school.
And someone said that to you. They were like, "Okay, Rudolph."
I was about to end. Damn. I was about to end it right there.
Brutal. Everybody, get down.
Brutal.
Used to laugh and call him names.
Yeah.
Yeah, they never let poor Rudolph.
Oh, absolutely. Not. Are we recording?
Yep.
Oh shit! Nice.
Cool.
I don't know we're recording. Good energy.
Yeah. Come on,
fine. Man. Good bag and fun.
What is this?
Oh my god,
dude!
So
I've been
good.
Drinking this every day for the past like 2 months.
It's Accelerator. Island
bro,
guava.
It tastes insane, and it's perfect for people who have a sweet tooth.
Every single flavor is good. Like I was just asking Zane, like, what's your favorite flavor? He's like, he named off all of them, and I'm like, yeah.
I named like five, but they all taste. Kind of, it all tastes kind of similar, but it has that hint of that, like,
it's a thermogenic, too. That's cool.
That one's island guava. There's
can
also,
can I hit it?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Oh my god, try
you
it.
You have a waterfall?
No.
Ooh, enjoy that.
I drink that every morning, even for breakfast. I don't even drink water before.
Oh, wow.
Geez. I know. And there's no sugar, there's like artificial flavors.
That's my favorite flavor.
Wow.
You want to try it?
How did everybody get one before we got in here?
Oh, wait, okay.
You recommended cherry limeade, so I grabbed cherry limeade.
Did it get sent to you guys?
I haven't gotten any.
Oh, okay. I thought I'm the only one that got sent it.
Jordan, could you give me one?
Try it, Heath. Oh, what flavor do you got?
Kiwi. Ooh,
that one is like usually the first one to go.
Sorry,
like,
this is going for so long. I'm so sorry, guys. But this is just actually a part of my...
It's natural caffeine. It enhances your metabolism. There's no artificial colors, which is great. No artificial flavors.
Okay, Matt. Spokesperson.
I think there's also some plant...
my man went like this.
some plant-based thermogenetics. No, thermogenics.
Nice.
It's some good stuff.
You're welcome.
I'm a sucker for kiwi. Damn,
anyways,
that's really good.
Let's roll the intro. Let's go. Just
jump into it.
We're all high energy, baby. And we're going to start this.
Come on.
It's Comet Talk, baby. Woo! I like how you left the headphones on the table. It was like I heard it a lot more.
I blasted it towards you.
It was like a little speaker. Thank you for that.
Yeah, I'm going no headphones today. I wanted to... Let my hair breathe.
That hairline's looking great, though.
It is. It's looking amazing. Good job.
Dense.
Good for you.
A little thick.
And it's like six. It's 6 months too. And you know, it's only gonna get like it's only 50%.
I know.
It's gonna look insane.
I can't believe that there was a doctor who said that they wouldn't operate on you. And like
you know what?
I've had the best results.
You know, I forgot about that, but you know what? Maybe he was right. Maybe it is a little risky. I think he said it was risky because of the hairs falling out, but you've been taking really, really good care.
No, he didn't want you to look like Ben Affleck.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, well, we know who Mariah's hall pass is.
No, he just told me the other day, he goes, I look like Ben Affleck. And I was like, why are people saying that? He's like, yeah.
Nice. Your hairline just goes a little straighter. Yeah. Celebrity.
That's
status.
Like one of the only like lookalikes that I get that I'm like, okay, I can be cool with this.
Yeah.
When it was Jason's birthday, I walked up to say hi to his mom. And his mom was like, stop. You look just like Ben Affleck.
Wow.
All right.
Good. I like that's awesome.
Come on now.
Hey.
I like your
thank you.
Your what do you even call that? It's not a jacket.
Cinchilla, a pullover.
It's a pullover. Pullover. It's a nice pullover.
Thank you. Deus.
I would sweat a storm in that.
It's actually
it looks
super
awesome.
Comfy. Really comfy.
I love it. Looks good on you. Mm. You look good today.
Oh,
camera stuff.
Damn, keep this shit going.
I'm the complete opposite. I came in like all still like workout clothes, but
I think you look fine. Don't worry.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're starting to work out again. Right? Oh wait,
welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered.
Woo! I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah.
And we all unfiltered. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you've been working out more, huh?
Yes, I am. So the other day, if you guys don't know Joe Volpes, he's looking incredible.
Dude,
right?
I know.
Looking real good. He's killing it. But I see him like eating. He does his mukbangs all the time. Like, okay, he knows something, right? I knew you were very, very clean. You weren't eating anything. So like in my head, I was like, I need to do what he's doing because he's cheating a lot, it seems like. So I hit him up. It seems like that.
I do a lot of them with him. I think it's very like a one bite kind of thing he's been doing lately.
He pukes it out after.
Well, at the last one he did, he like blindfolded me and he just made me eat stuff.
That's
his hack.
But I assumed that he like cheats a lot and like, but like figured out the secret.
Okay.
So I hit him up. I was like, hey, I would love to get your diet plan. And I would love to just like work out with you here and there just to be like kind of a part of his life. Yeah, so he can like, you know, give me some like pointers. And he was like, yeah, absolutely. Blah, blah, blah. And coincidentally the next day, Ilya hits me up. He's like, hey, you want to try out the transformation one more time, round two? Yeah. And I was like, oh, weird. Joe must have told him.
Right, right.
Because I think Joe like trains with somebody else right now. And I think Joe was trying to be like, hey, I think Zane wants to, he wants to attempt it again, but just ask him.
The Zila transformation.
The Zila transformation. Heath did, what Natalie did, what Susie's doing right now, what John did. I did it for 3 months, quit. Try one more time, round two. And I'm going to see if I can do it.
What was the reason why you quit the first
time? What was it?
Lack of motivation. You said it was lot of the time, getting up that early.
It was getting up that early, but like now that I think about it, it was mainly getting up early. I could not sleep at night and then I'd wake up early. I just was getting no sleep. But it could have possibly just been like the energy too. I don't know. A part of me was just like, I just don't want to do it anymore. I just quit.
Right.
There was just like no way to sugarcoat it. I just quit. And
Accelerator didn't exist then.
That's right.
Thank you, man. Yeah, it did not exist then. We are trying something new. We're not doing a low calorie deficit diet anymore. Kind of like what we did the first time. My diet is now the hot buffet at Erewhon. I can't just eat whatever I want.
Right. Cause they got some good little enchiladas and mac and cook. Cheese.
Well, that food bill every month's going.
Yeah. You're losing weight and money.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm not doing it every day. I just said I'm not doing it every day, but I'm going to like put like maybe 50% of my like eating to that. Cause it's right down the street.
Yeah, yeah.
It's cooked well. I think it's just such a hack for people for like healthy food. Right. I don't know how to cook. I can't cook. And, I don't want to Postmates something. I did the meal prep plan, but like, why not pay almost the same price and get like hot, fresh food?
Yeah, because once you've had something that's been sitting there, even if it's the second day in the refrigerator, you're like, I don't want that.
And mind you, I am, it is expensive, but in my head, I'm paying all the training sessions that I'm getting is free. I'm getting a free personal trainer, I'm getting a free gym membership. All that is paid for. So in my head, I was like, I'm going to put the money into my food.
Like an all inclusive
thing. Exactly. Because eating for me is the absolute hardest. I hate eating healthy. I don't have fun doing it, but I'm having a lot of fun eating Erewhon because it's almost like I'm at a candy store every day and I get to pick.
Yeah. Yeah,
like, I'm just having fun with it, and
be careful with your portions.
So he's having me weigh my portions out this time, right? And weighing my portions. Sometimes that rice is like 3 ounces. Sometimes that bitch is 7 ounces, and it's in the same pocket of the combo plate.
Oh, weird.
So you have to like measure it out because you never know if you're eating too much or not. Because I don't. I just eat the whole thing. I could eat 3 of those combo plates, right? Like I can't stop eating.
Yeah, we know.
So
did you end up buying like the Erewhon membership? Don't they have like a thing where like you pay a year just to get like 15% off?
It's something crazy. Yeah, like if you're a member, you get like a percentage off like of all your.
Bro, I saw a gallon of milk at this grocery store is $20-something.
Oh. Dude, there's a gallon of water for like $30.
Jeez. Shut up.
World?
I do not recommend grocery shopping there. Not a good, I mean, eating there is really expensive, but grocery shopping, it makes no sense. Just get your shit from Ralph's or Publix.
There's no reason.
Wow. It's a scene. It's like a college campus. Every time you go.
It's so interesting because it's all the people out here. You know, there's like LA people that look like they have money.
Yes.
And then there's LA people that have money that look like they don't have money.
Yeah. Right.
It's that crowd that's at Erewhon.
Yeah.
Like that's very kind of like scrubby, kind of like baggy, ripped, kind of like almost like borderline homeless look, but like super clean, like taken care of.
He don't talk about me like that. I'm like right
literally
here.
You going
I'm right here. That's literally my look walking into fucking that campus.
That's crazy though.
I said campus. It just reminds me of a campus.
It does feel like college.
It has a campus feel. But you so just did. Oh, sorry. You did.
You're DEXA, right? So this is
yes.
What so is a DEXA?
It's a full body scan that we did with Ilya the first time around, where it tells you your percentage of body fat, how much lean muscle you have, your overall weight.
Would they put you in like a little like kind of microwave?
You lay down. Scans over you.
Oh,
you have to stand very still, and this machine goes very slowly over you. It takes about like 15 minutes.
Are you naked?
No, you're not naked. Oh, okay. You don't have to be naked. But that machine is so good. I actually recommend everybody doing it at least once a year just to see where you're at. It tells you everything about how much body fat you have, how much lean tissue you have, where you need to be.
From a scan, they don't do anything invasive, like take your blood or anything?
Dude, this machine is big.
Whoa.
Like it's, it's doing the job.
What did this scan look like compared to the very first one you did?
Same thing. Same scan. Oh, you mean the results?
Yeah.
It's almost like we're starting over.
Oh no.
I was so excited. We got it. I'm like kind of got a head start because like,
it's been a year and a half. Something's going to be different.
Working out.
You've been so consistent.
I've been consistent, but like, it doesn't matter if you're not eating good,
consistently
right?
Consistently in the fridge,
yeah, you have to eat good.
You've been eating fine.
No, dude, eating is like 80% of your journey, of your fitness. Wow. Yeah. Like if you don't, like if you're not eating well, working out doesn't really do much.
So when they pulled, did you see like a 3D like mold of you like on a computer?
Oh, it shows
like, did you look like a Jimmy Neutron character?
It's got your, like, it shows your muscle underneath and then the highlighted fat around the edge.
You can see my soft pecker.
Oh, you can't get
soft pecker.
This DEXA scan, the other one didn't show, but this DEXA,
you can't see your penis to like the side.
Yeah, you see it.
Nice.
Thank you.
See
it. It looks uncircumcised in that for some reason.
That is not you. You look more in shape than that. Do you think if
we got everybody scanned and we lined up all the results, you would know who is who?
I think so.
Yes.
Let me see.
You can really, you could tell it's me.
That could kind of,
you could tell.
But that could kind of confuse.
No! Jordan!
But like, I could also think that's Scott.
Wait, no, is that me?
That's not you.
Oh, that's just a person on the internet.
Yeah. Oh, Zane,
I can tell it's me.
Well, I was like, damn, those thighs.
Zane, if you think that's you, that's body dysmorphia.
This is Zane.
Oh, Zane, you need a chiropractor too.
Yeah, it does.
Oh my, you should. You're so the amount of fat.
Oh yeah, you're like this.
All right, we have some slight scoliosis.
Let me show you. The amount of fat in my right and left arm, it doesn't make sense. Okay, so my arms.
I'll tell you which one's fatter.
Okay.
We have a larger arm than the other?
Yes. Okay. My right arm has 19.8% body fat. My left arm has 16.6% body fat.
Okay.
Like, that makes
sense. So what do you do with that right arm?
There's more fat in this. So I'm using my left arm more, right?
I don't, we'll see.
If there's
who
less
knows?
Body fat in
I
this?
Think it's just like where everything just like empties out in you. Like,
when I eat cake, it just goes to the right.
It is interesting though, because on those scans, it'll tell you like where you carry the majority of your weight. It'll be like your rump would have like.
I wish it was in my rump. I have nothing.
It tells you how much pounds of fat you have in your ass or your legs or your stomach.
Does it tell you how to get more fat in your ass? Because I would love.
Oh, boo hoo.
Yeah. How do you like.
I got no.
I wish you could choose where it goes. Like when you eat, I wish you could choose which body part it travels to.
And you know what? It'll come one day when we're dead.
I think you just gotta start. I think you just like start pushing it. You know what
like,
I mean?
Kind of like the what's it
it's
called?
Got,
the
it's gotta work.
Just have fat toes.
The guava. The guava. Yeah.
Guasha.
The island guava.
The island guasha.
Your body fat was at 25% total.
Yeah, which is pretty much. I think I was off by like 0.1%. The same. But my lean tissue is higher, which is good. So I'm a little stronger starting off, which is great. Like I ran 4 miles today. I wanted to kill myself, but I would have never been able to do that. I feel like February.
That's great. Your endurance must be so much stronger
than
it was.
So much better
than
last year.
Like, when I see Snapchats of you just like running, I'm like, that is not the Zane I knew.
It helps. Even just running just a mile. Like I was with Mario's running a mile every day. That helps. Even just little, even running for like 10 minutes every day. I feel like it just, just gets your
body used to it. I'm excited for you.
But dude, I am so sore like that. Remember February, the whole month, how sore we were? It won't go away. it won't go away. And I like, I get scared every time and I know I'm like overthinking, but like, I feel like it's never going to recover because I keep working out on top of.
I just started back up too. And I feel all, like locked my body.
Yeah.
Like as soon as you jump back into it and you're like in your brain, you're like, I used to be able to do this. I'm going to go back to what I did.
Yeah.
Can't do it. And you end up overdoing it. And then
you have to stretch properly before and after.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been doing that.
So are you taking testosterone?
No.
It's Ozempic.
Ozempic. Yeah. That's the cheese.
Yeah. I'm on the OZ, baby.
That OZ.
No. Ilya would never like do it for me.
How could you do this to me?
No. If he found out, he would fucking, like the whole doc would be a garbage.
Ozila.
That's the secret ingredient in Ozila.
And I'm saying that just to cover my ass, just in case. But no, I am not. I will not be taking any sort of supplement. I'm going to keep it all natural like Heath.
Good.
Very good.
So three months later.
What if in 4 months I'm not to where I might want to get that stab.
Is it a pill or a stab?
I think it's a stab.
Oh, so wow. Are you not going to be partying at all this weekend?
Yeah, we've got Vegas.
We got to go to Vegas, baby.
I know. Ilya said that.
This is your last hoorah.
No. He said
every weekend.
I think me and him are going to take both like one day to drink, but like he's making me input everything that I put on my body, right? So every shot that I take, or anything that I drink, I have to put it in my, and I have to stay under it. So. I will be
72 hours later.
I'm gonna be in the club like fucking inputting.
Yeah, but once you get Ilya off track, he goes dead. So you guys would be like,
dude, he's weak now. He's gotten weaker. He's gotten really weak. He used to be strong mentally, but now that kid, you can get him to get drunk like that.
Really?
He's stressed,
okay, what is
he's stressed?
What's his body fat percentage? If you say yours is 25%.
He's probably at like 3.5.
No, I'm kidding.
He's probably right now.
Like 15 or?
No.
Oh, less? 20?
He'd be at like 10, 12. Yeah. 12.
Oh, shit.
He's really like really.
Real lean. Up in the cut.
I feel like his leanest was probably around 8. Like when he was like insane.
That's
like,
wild.
Super shredded.
Are you joining any gym memberships or anything?
No, Zila Gym, baby. Why would I have to go to a gym?
I just joined Equinox because now I'm living with Patricia. I'm like, I don't have access to Zila all the time.
Damn, dude.
Well,
I just don't like the year lock-in.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
I didn't pay a year lock-in.
No.
Yeah. Yes.
You pay per month, but you can't cancel it. They make you run it.
Oh, and they're not going to tell you that either.
Well, yeah. I'm not going to be moving. Regardless, even if I do move, I'm going to have access to another Equinox gym and I have like this Southern California membership.
It just stinks after 6 months if you feel like, oh, I don't need to work out at Equinox anymore. Yeah. You can't cancel. I think that's weird.
Is a scene at Equinox.
Oh, yeah.
Hollywood? I felt like I was like a middle school, like going to a new school.
Yes.
When I parked in the wrong parking lot and then I go in, it's like my first day and then they don't, but like the lady was really nice, but they didn't tell me like, the rules are like this. I've only been used to LA Fitness.
You also just like jumped into the most like high end gym.
Yes.
That's not entry level gym. You know what I mean?
The most embarrassing thing I did, and because LA Fitness, it was like just the sauna and you just went in at the sauna.
I loved LA Fitness.
Theirs is a steam room though. And you know, they give you fresh towels and all this stuff. I didn't know, but I look into this steam room and it's just steamed up and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna go in. I go in, everybody is like in towels. And I'm, dude, in my like sweats. I have my like shirt off. I have like my headphones on. And I'm just like, and the thing is, I sit down and I just realize, and I'm wearing my shoes. And I realize I am not wearing what everyone else is wearing.
LA Fitness, baby.
No. And then I realized I just sat down. I can't just like be like, get up and embarrass myself. So I'm like, I sat there for 10 minutes and just embarrassment and suffered. And I know that they were just judging me.
Here's the thing. What I don't like about those gyms is the whole like, I don't like a gym where you have to feel like you have to, like you're in your house. Like you have to change, you have to shower, you have to get in a towel. I think it's because they charge so much. They want you to feel like it's your second home where they want you to spend like 3 hours in there. But I want to be in and out.
A lot of the people who do like the full showering and stuff, those are people who like are working nearby and they're just going there for work.
Yeah.
And so they give you like all the lotions and shaving creams and razors.
It was like 3 to 4 hours I was there every day when I was doing that shit.
Oh, in Studio City or West Hollywood?
At the Equinox in Encino.
Oh, Encino.
We would go, we'd run, then we'd lift, then we'd go like do abs upstairs, and then we'd go sit in the sauna, and then it'd be a shower, Then you come out and get changed for the day and you put on your stuff. They got like the little cologne section, you know, the shaving stuff.
It's a lifestyle.
It was a lot.
It's wild because like,
that's what? A full-time job yeah, working
is.
Out there.
It is.
And there's like big celebs who go to the West Hollywood one. Like apparently Will Ferrell like works out there, which I'm like, wait, huh? How are you Will Ferrell? Don't you have a private gym in your home?
If I was Will Ferrell, I would not work out at an Equinox.
No, not in you're front way of all too those famous. People. No, have a private trainer come to my house.
Zane, was that an Apple Watch that you brought in here?
Yes, it died. So I couldn't wear it.
How do you like it?
Did you buy the fancy one?
The Ultra? No.
The Ultra, like the one with the orange on it?
No. I just got the cheapest basic one.
Okay.
I'm pretty much using it only to like track my movement, you know, just for the next. But I do like it. Like I love that, like when a text comes up, I look at it and I read it immediately. The texts come in here now. They don't even ping on my phone anymore.
It hits your watch first.
Oh.
Huh. Yeah. I was so confused. I'm like, my phone's broken now.
I just hate charging it. Or like, it's always such a fucking thing, like charging.
You should have to charge your
watch. The annoying part is like, you want it to like track your sleep, but like it dies by the end of the day. Like it's getting low and then you need to charge it overnight. And then I'm like,
yeah. Did you guys see the new Apple product?
Yes. Bro, that's insane. I didn't think we were going to see that for another at least
it's
5 years.
The Vision Pro, Apple Vision Pro?
I think Apple Vision Pro.
Already calling it a pro. Remember we had iPhone and then we had iPhone iMac Pro or
it
Mac
is
Pro.
Like, scary good. Yeah. How, but did you see the commercial for?
Yeah, I watched the whole thing on it.
I'm scared.
It's like a little scary. It's crazy how it enhances what you're looking at already. Like, it's not like a whole world anymore.
It's very interesting. I don't know how I feel about it just yet.
Well, it's still, for the price point of $3,500, it basically kind of does what the Oculus does, except like the full vision viewing and all of that.
Yeah.
And it's Apple related. It's your whole social life integrated. But I do think the price is way too high.
I think it's crazy that we're all able to sit in this room on these Apple Vision Pros.
It like doesn't like leave your house.
Okay,
right?
But one of us have to be in here,
right? They didn't show anybody like using it like outside to like walk around really. Like I'm guessing you can, but the whole thing is like more like display setup.
Yeah.
So if you want to have like your like workflow space,
that would help
like
our backs more, right? We can lay down.
What I just found out today about it is that you're not looking through it. My whole, like, I thought it was like a glass that you're looking through and
it has cameras on it that project.
It's cameras that make it feel like you're in your room.
Like you could be in like a video. So like when the video's playing, you could like stretch it out and you're.
No, I'm saying like everything behind that. Like, you know how you would have like the fake like looking like TV in it?
The cameras aren't really accurate to see it. Like
it's showing cameras in the room. So you're not like looking through it. Does that make sense?
I feel like they skipped a lot of
like
products.
You see how it shows eyes on the front of it? Look, Jordan, turn it.
That is actually solid.
That's not your eyes. It's a screen.
Yeah. Oh.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. It does make sense.
Okay, yeah.
So interesting.
Doesn't it seem like they jumped a few products?
Yeah, like it was like they went all the way out.
Well, they had to compete though because like VR...
But it seems like...
The biggest competitions like Facebook and Meta and like Oculus, they had to put out something. And that's the thing is they had years and years of delay on the VR. And now it finally had to come
out. The hype this is getting right now is...
On a plane though, when I saw the girl on the plane, I'm like, that's my vibe.
Oh shit.
Put that on
a plane. Would be insane.
And then it turned everything around it into like clouds. So it's just a floating TV in the middle of clouds.
Yeah.
I don't want to see a bunch of people with the goggles though. That scares me.
Yeah.
When they're moving their hands with
watch
the guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
my
vibe.
Oh my God.
Sir, do you want a drink?
Just made my stomach. But you know what? It does look really nice. It looks nice. And it's only going to get better. This is just like the first generation.
And it's 2 hours of battery life though.
Without the thing plugged in.
Mobile, yeah.
Oh, it's like a laptop. Yeah.
They're scanning your brain.
It's crazy that you like navigate it with your eyes.
I hope it's well ventilated because the thing about the Oculus, when you play you'd be like, oh. You would just get heated in
that. That shit would be dripping too, the foam on it.
Oh, yeah.
I know everyone keeps saying, oh, it's like Black Mirror, but this is literally that one episode with the guy that puts the goggles on and he's in a haunted house, right? Remember that one?
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's what this is.
I just
they're kind of mimicking.
I don't think it's something that seems like a necessity.
Right. That's where I'm at.
Oh, no. I think it's more. No, it's definitely more fun.
Yeah.
I see this
more as home entertainment.
More home entertainment.
And people who work from home and just want to.
It's like getting a Wii. It's like getting a Wii or a PlayStation or Xbox. That's how I see it.
But you know, people said that about the iPad too, that like no one was going to use that. Yeah. And now everybody has iPads.
It's easier just to like sit on a computer than for me to pinch this magic rolling.
Yeah.
I guess so.
But I know, but that's kind of like that. But that's also like my grandma telling me, why do I need an iPhone when I just have the flip phone? It has everything I
have.
I need
a book.
It's like the same thing. I think like these younger kids are growing up. They grew up with an iPhone. So like what they grew up with is like something insane already in their hand.
Right.
So this is just like, oh, kids are probably not freaking out about this. Who's freaking out more is like people like us. And, you know,
I think it's really cool. Like, yeah. I'm excited to try it out.
And with the M2 chip, that's got to be so fast. But
that looks so dangerous to be on your head.
Just like all that shit sitting right here at your eyes.
Yeah.
Oh God. There's going to be one moment where it explodes on someone's head. It's going to happen.
Like the hoverboards.
Oh, 100%.
Something's going to happen. Someone's going to have a seizure. Some like
the Samsung will happen. The Samsung's blowing up in people's pockets. Right. It's just these like melting eyes.
Something will happen. I just wonder what it's going to be.
The freakiest thing is like that you don't see anybody when you're in the zone, but if someone comes up to you, they like appear.
Yeah.
But that's what, if I was in this room and none of you are in here, if you sat on your couches, you could be sitting right here and I could talk to all of you guys just like this. That's really crazy.
Someone's gonna be like watching porn and then like their mom.
Oh, wait, I saw something.
People are gonna be using this for some wrong stuff.
Oh yeah.
On the when you do like a FaceTime or whatever, if you're using it, you flip it around and scan your face like this, so it has like every angle of you. So when somebody else is using it and they're looking at you, it's a artificial intelligence version of you that matches you're talking.
Oh, that's crazy. Wow. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Because like if it's your avatar. FaceTime, you'd be like looking at yourself and you'd have a camera. There's no camera on you. So it scans you so other people see a scanned version animated.
Can we make it more attractive?
Jordan was like, I'm going to scan the hottest girl I can find and then just start selling OnlyFans stuff, video chats. Like he's like, I'm going to fuck.
Oh,
but like,
yeah.
That's going to be that's what it's going to be.
The meditate.
And then Jordan was like, how long do you think before they have like an AI integrated in it where it's X-ray vision? So if I have this on, I can look at you and you're naked. And it's just AI making.
Ooh. All right.
You know what I mean? Like, that's going to be a thing.
I don't like
it. I think because the Oculus still has, like, a video game-like thing, this seems like a real accessory of the home. Like, there's a bit of, like,
there's a different
normalcy to it.
Yes.
Like, the vibe.
It's very personable.
It seems like a real home appliance.
But you know what, Mariah? But, like, to agree with you, there could be something really weird in this that none of us know about. Is it surprising? Absolutely not.
It's right by your temples, imagine.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's the chum bucket helmet. Everybody's like, and then it fucking locks on.
That's what I imagine. It's like Saw.
Oh, shit. Oh,
they're just waiting for enough people in the system to have it on, and then the game starts.
It's escape room.
I can't get it off.
No. You're in an escape room with everybody who bought it. It is very expensive. It's $3,500.
Yeah.
Very expensive. So I'm curious who's going to buy it?
Techie.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sam Shepard.
Question. Is this available to even like pre?
I don't think you could pre-order it yet, but it says it's dropping beginning 2024.
I mean, as long as one of us get it, we all share it, right?
Zane, take it to Coachella and like do a photo session.
Jordan, go back. These poor kids are sitting here playing and the dad is sitting there with his fucking.
Yeah, you see, that type of like,
look at this.
That's
dystopian. Like,
yeah, they don't need in the commercial.
Oh, he looks creepy. He looks like he's doing something.
He's recording them.
But they don't need that in the commercial. I think there's other ways to incorporate these goggles.
Yeah. Ew.
It's just something wrong about
that. Dad, come play with us.
Oh,
I'm busy, kids.
The meditation, though, that looks really cool. Where you could, like, meditate and, like, have these.
Yeah, right. Yeah. This is for people taking drugs.
Until you have it on for 15 minutes and then you get the VR, like, headache that everybody gets.
I think that's kind of cool.
Like, I already see this on SNL. They're going to make a skit where couples are fighting and it's just, like, on this thing. I mean, I can't wait to see what people like do with this.
I hope it's a little bit easier than when I'm in your truck, you have that rear view mirror like a camera and I cannot look at it because I can't adjust to like-
It's really hard to get used to.
You have to look at it, not through it. Like yeah. a normal mm-hmm. rear view mirror, you're looking at what's behind you. That is just a camera. So yeah. it makes you feel cross-eyed and you can't adapt to it. That's what I'm hoping it's not like.
What I like is it's just Apple though. Like the Oculus, I think, is still so confusing to get around. Yeah. Knowing that it just feels like so second nature, like an iPhone, getting around, I think, is what's going to be.
I can't, nice. I can't picture like it, what it's going to look like. I know we're seeing all these like different videos, but I cannot picture what it's going to look like.
Imagine cutting to the next episode, the four of us
are just welcome back.
I'm Zane. I'm
so well, like, look, baby, you're so close to the screen.
like back it up.
Your eyes.
Like, remember they told us not to sit so close to the TV as a kid because you'll go blind? Now we got the fucking TV screen just lenses up on our eyeball. Zane.
I'm like, oh, it's for Pinterest too? Okay. Oh, I guess I could get behind that.
Imagine what.
It'll be a lot easier for organizing.
Could it be educational?
Yeah, very educational.
It could be very educational.
Imagine like wedding event planners just...
I could see you editing on this like Tom Cruise in Minority Report. Zane's gonna be just like,
guess it.
Get it out of here.
Oh, taking your Subway order? I can't picture it looking like that. What if it just looks like shit? Like the displays are just glitching. It's just not moving the way you want it. Like, that looks insane to me. Because remember when Oculus was showing their commercials? It didn't look like what it looked like when we put it on the headset.
I don't remember the commercial.
Oculus is still pretty fucking cool.
No, I know, but like I'm saying the commercial compared to what it actually looked like in our eyes.
You're right.
Which, I mean, it's just that's
but
just
for $3,500 and they've been working on this for years, I bet it's pretty cool.
Yeah. I this is going to sound stupid. I don't look at this picture right now. Mm-hmm. I don't understand the difference between having the goggles on and looking at something and looking at a TV.
Like, why these people have that instead? I think what's really cool about it, some people, like, their home setups and, like, their life in their apartments aren't that, like, great, and they would much rather, like, look at a beautiful, like, thing than just being stuck on their laptop in, like, the corner of their room kind of a thing.
Like, I think they have it in a really nice room because just for the commercial, but I think what they're trying to do is...
To simulate having a big screen in front of you?
I think it enhances this sense of, like, luxury when you are in your homework, like, environment. Now that you have all these, like, beautiful screens.
And I'm sure that in their head, they're like, oh, wow, a lot of people work from home now. This is going to be amazing for people that, like, have to be in their room.
Yeah, people
who knows how, like, small your room is.
People are going to come out with lazy eyes.
We're already having problems talking to other people. Now our eyes are just going
to
be...
That's the thing. I don't need to be any dumber than I am. This is going to definitely...
Well, I just don't get the prolonged use of it.
That's... Thank you. You're like asking all the questions.
What do you mean the prolonged... Like using it for a long time?
Like they're like saying like, do your work from here and it will replace like your computer or whatever. Like
there's a novelty
like,
to it
time,
for sure.
Time of day. Like... sitting there working on your computer for like 5 hours, people who are like work from it, you got this fucking thing on for 5 hours.
You know what?
I
feel like you're gonna take it back because I just thought of what you could do on this. Imagine gaming on this.
But that's
you'd be in the world. You'd be literally able
Oculus.
To.
But that's not what this is though.
This is for like.
I think you can play video games on this.
I'm sure
definitely.
You can.
Yeah, Disney has a whole thing that they're integrating
but
with.
But that's
it.
Like Oculus. We already have that. We're saying like what they're advertising
like what,
it
what
as.
they've shown. Like this seems
working,
a little bit
working
like
working from home and whatever.
I think I don't know about Mariah, but I think this might surprise you. I have a feeling you're really gonna love this. You like texture.
You just bought night vision goggles.
Yeah, exactly. You got night vision goggles.
No, I think it will be really cool. Like I'm excited to play with it.
Yeah, I'm very curious.
But as more of a toy than like replacing
that is my vibe.
Roller Coaster Tycoon on that bitch.
I will say, Apple, if you're listening, before this comes out, if you can
Apple, yeah, the whole team.
They should make a guard that is either easy to clean or like makeup proof because my Oculus is filthy
and
because
the,
of makeup.
Apple headphones.
It's so the Apple headphones. It's like a cloth material. And it doesn't come out.
Oh, I bet
so they know. So it always looks dirty. It's like my headphones. They look filthy.
I bet it's like ventilated too.
And you know what? I'm sure that team had the Oculus and they like worked off the Oculus. Like problems that you'd have with the Oculus maybe.
Yes.
I mean, anything you put on your face like that, if you're wearing makeup, is going to be a problem.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy? That's first generation. Imagine like eighth generation of these gods. These gods are going to be floating.
There's going to be no
just eyeballs.
They're going to be contacts.
Everyone thought that Google Glass thing was like...
I never even put that on.
Did you guys ever try it?
I thought that was going to change the world.
What is it?
Google Glass.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
There were a pair of glasses that had like this little square glass piece in the corner that would have information and you could like look and like read off of it.
When was this?
Like 10 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Might even be longer than that.
Oh, yeah. I actually remember that specific picture.
It didn't go anywhere, though.
It didn't hit.
Interesting.
How was it?
It was really crazy. You could move the things with your eyeballs. How did that not take off?
That's so interesting.
I think it was too soon.
Google said that they couldn't perfect it for... Because when I tried it, it was a test one that they gave students at UCF, and I just happened to be friends with them. But you would see people around the campus wearing them. So I got to use it, but it is just like the new Apple product, but obviously a lot slower and a lot worse. But you would see like Facebook there, and like you can swipe with your eyes.
It needs to be like some like shield that slides down. Yeah. You know what I mean?
They should make a visor, like a visor hat that you can just it can double as a visor and you just pull it down. Like a screen.
Did you see the new Dyson
Dyson
headphone
everything?
Helmet?
Wait, what?
We were in the Dyson store the other day, and it's this giant headphone system with this
air purifier in the front
that shoots air up your nose, like as you're walking.
You look like a cyborg.
It basically filters the air so that you're breathing clean air.
Wait, does it help me breathe while I'm running? Because I can't fucking breathe when I'm running.
It's not like an asthma inhaler.
I think it's like good if you live like in a city that has like heavy smog and stuff.
Yeah, here.
But like you running with that thing, you're just fucking...
I don't think it's for like athletic exertion. It's just for like your day-to-day, like just want to have clean air purifying around you.
Dyson is a brand I can get behind. That's I wanted to move in.
We make things properly. They're sturdy.
I have the Dyson hair dryer.
You do?
You do?
The air wrap?
I don't know. It's really good. I dry myself off with it every day.
Why?
You take a hair dryer and you...
Dude, getting a towel and drying off takes longer than grabbing that thing.
There is no way. You just have to dab yourself. I'll literally video it.
I do. I have to. Yeah. It's the most moist down there. You have to dry it.
There's no way.
I promise you. Dude, it's a good dryer.
I have it.
You dry yourself with that instead of a towel.
Yeah. I've posted it before. I've shared my experience with it.
All
right. People have seen it. You guys know. You've seen it.
You should just get the standing Dyson fan and just stand in front of it. They have ones that are as tall as me.
That's what I have. I have one of those.
Okay.
Ooh. They're really nice. You could stick your arm through it, right?
Yeah, Dyson Pure Cool.
I remember seeing one of those for the first time, and I thought the blade was just going so fast because I've never seen a bladeless fan. I thought it was going so fast, and my friend stuck her hand in it, and I was like, what?
Yeah.
I thought there was a blade.
I thought it was coming from the center of it
until we went like a week ago.
I didn't realize it was just like around the trim. I thought it was like sucking from the back and like throwing it through that hole.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Their vacuum machines were the best back in the day when the Dyson, like, when that yellow vacuum, that was like the thing. Now it's all purple. Like, I don't know why they went with purple.
All right. I have the purple one. Heath got me one. There's nothing wrong with
purple. No, they don't make the yellow. Dyson always had like yellow stuff and now it's all purple. Yeah. I think
purple's a great, I think purple's perfect for both like genders. It's just like the perfect middle color.
In between red and blue.
Yeah. It's
like, it makes sense.
It makes sense.
I just think it's funny. I have the air wrap and the vacuum. I just think it's so funny that they're from the same.
Yeah.
Like you don't see Con Air making a vacuum. It's crazy. Like I just like that it matches.
You could tell it's really good because they like own the technology for sucking and blowing, basically. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
They're just like good at it.
I love Dyson. We're going to Vegas this weekend for...
I am so excited. I haven't been to Vegas in so long.
Normally, it's like a few of us going to Vegas. It'll be like a small group of six. But Jason and Naveen have made it a duo bachelor trip.
Bachelorette trip.
There's like a total of like 30 people, like 30 of us going. Matt, I don't even know how they're even going to plan this out, because I don't know any restaurant that will take 30 people at once. I don't know any place, any venue that will take 30 people at once. I don't know how this is going to like, how this is going to go down.
I think I'm excited, though. The guys and the girls are going to be separated for like different things and then come together.
Oh, come on. You know, we're not going to be separated.
Wait, so Mariah's going to go off with like Naveen and her whole crew? And Patricia will, I guess.
Isn't that what normally happens? Like when you have like
if
a joint?
If you do a combined, I went to a joint one and we did, the girls did their thing, the boys did their thing, and then we all met.
Like something together later.
Or like an activity or something right. like that.
Got it.
Who knows? But
it's going to be fun. I was telling Heath the other day, for someone, myself, who like not a gambler, not a drinker, hates clubs, I love Las Vegas.
Me too.
Oh,
it's like Disney World for adults.
Like it's just the...
It's the atmosphere.
It's the atmosphere.
And the occasion.
The history, the Rat occasion. Pack. Come on.
Do you like nightclubs in Vegas?
It's cool when
is it like is it like a thing? Is it like an excuse?
Here's the thing. I don't like it, but when I'm in Vegas, I'll go. When I'm here, I won't go.
Got it.
So it's like you gotta go.
Yeah, it's like we're in Vegas, fuck it. We're gonna go to a nightclub, we're gonna go here, Because what else are you gonna do in Vegas in the end of the day?
Well, there's a lot. That's why I think Heath and I
The doorbell rang?
Wait, is that your doorbell?
Don't you have a gate?
We just got a
That's
doorbell.
That's scary.
Yeah, pretty awesome. That's crazy.
Oh, outside the gate.
That gave me nightmares if I heard that.
Yeah, there's so much to do in Vegas. Every time we go, we try to like hit different activities. Like they have like the zip lining. They have Old Town. What's it called?
Who was at the door?
Like Old Vegas?
Old Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
They have like Italian restaurants that the Rat Pack used to perform at. They have the neon sign graveyard, whatever it's called. They just have... Just cool pockets of things to do.
Little nooks and crannies.
Yeah. So there is a lot to do if you don't like the clubs and partying and whatever. There's so many other activities.
I'm excited to play some blackjack. I haven't been at a table in a minute.
I love to just lose my money to blackjack. I never go
I'll do a round. The second I'm down, I'm like, okay, that's good. I like the slots.
You go up or down, you're just, I'm good. Thank you.
I'm good. Thank you so much.
Are you going to put $40K on red again?
Yeah, I might do 80.
Who put $40K on red?
David.
Oh. Were you there?
No, I wasn't there.
Oh, no.
Was I? I don't know.
I saw him do a $10,000 one.
It was when we did it with Ilya and Joan. They put in like 30, and then I think I put in... No.
When Mariah got...
Oh,
something
that was
David.
When
20.
David won the money, and that's what he gave to her.
Got it. Okay, that's what I was talking about.
Yeah. Is Corinna going?
I don't know.
I miss when she like wasn't as rich as she is now, because it was fun because she would sit at the table with us. She used to be a blackjack dealer. I'd be like, Corinna, what do I do? I'd be making money like crazy. Now she's going to be going to like the elite room, like the high roller
room.
She's
not with the sorry people. Like, no. She's going straight to that the 250K
room. Those rooms are crazy where it's like $1,000 minimum on like a slot machine.
Oh, no.
Those
rooms? Oh, I thought those were only tables. Like you have to spend at least $10,000.
No, there's a high roller slot machine.
They have like a high roller section where they have like slots and blackjack and everything like that. But then they also have rooms that you can't even see that are like behind the scenes that are like actual private like rooms.
Yeah, that's
that
the one.
Nobody can come in. Like you have it to yourself.
We went into the one at for Dixie's birthday.
They have like your
and
own private
no
dealer, like whatever
you mean. There's no rules.
You can have your phone out.
Googling how to be better.
How to count.
You're wearing one of those things. counting cards. Like the count is this.
It tells you exactly what's in the next deck in the next card.
Yeah.
You have a bartender in there. Everything's private.
Damn. And it's like way like away from the public.
Yeah. It's in the casino.
Every hotel casino has this, like one of these rooms.
I would
in
imagine.
There.
I think so.
Interesting. Oh my God. Wow. That makes me feel very sorry.
For what?
No, like I feel like the sorry people. I didn't even know that shit existed. Wow.
You're so humble.
And they usually get like the rooms with the pool on the rooftop, right? Like they kind of get that treatment.
I would love to be able to count cards.
Wouldn't that be so cool?
Yeah, it's like not illegal, but they just don't want you doing it.
Every casino now has that clip of you, and now you're in the system when you walk around.
It's so funny they kick you out when you start winning.
Right?
The amount of videos
I thought that if they see something suspicious.
No, if you start winning, if you start winning and doing well, they will say you have to go. You can't.
But then why not just purposely lose a few hands while you're counting? I guess because it's how long you've been sitting there and how long you've been raking in. They're like, okay. The thing is, it's like counting cards. Like there has to be a moment where you learn to count cards and it's really obvious because you're like, Like you're like counting with your fingers and everything.
The thing is that you can't like learn to count anymore at these tables, right? It's the deck is so like.
Well, they have. I think you can only really when they have multiple decks, it makes it harder.
And they have multiple decks.
Yeah, like I don't think they play like single deck anymore.
It's like impossible to count with like that many decks.
But I thought the rule there has to be a certain amount of decks because then it would just fuck up the whole game. Like you have to have a bit of like. Kind of predictability.
Does it need to have like the full deck in each?
It used to be like one deck.
Okay. Right.
It like scrambles your like odds of being able to like count cards, which I guess is still the same thing. You still have a double amount of it, but they also like stop it halfway. Like it doesn't always like get to the bottom. Then they do like a reshuffle. Some of them are like shuffling as you're playing.
Yeah.
To kind of like help that. But it's all like a point system, like the counting. You're either like, it's like a plus one or like a minus one.
And there's people these days that are at like Caesars counting still.
Yeah.
You think?
Oh, I bet there's counters every That's insane time to me. In Vegas.
Yeah. Cause I thought they would have like figured out like,
I mean, but at the end of the day, it's just like, odds. Like you're like, okay, they just showed a face card. It's like, it's a probability.
You have to watch a few rounds go and then you know what the count is. And then once you know what the count is, then you can like keep riding it the whole time.
You know what game David just gets so weirdly fucking lucky on? The roulette. When like he'll walk by a roulette and he'll put on like a random number and he gets so close or on it every single time. It's like something up in the air is telling him to put it on that. It's fucking weird.
Yeah.
And it happens all the time.
Roulette, I hate playing it, but when I feel like I have that frequency when I'm watching a game I'm not playing, like it's going to be red and it's red. Like until I sit down and then I don't like win shit.
Yeah.
I'm always scared about playing craps or like people who throw the dice. I'm just scared I would just be like boop and it would miss the whole table.
One of them like, jumps out.
Yeah. Like, I'm just like too scared about to fuck something up.
Craps players are intense. Remember we tried? It's like sitting at the Last Supper table.
It's really intense.
And then
the guys are getting like massaged as they're like.
Yeah, there's like girls there, like they're blowing on the dice.
And everybody around the table has a bet in depending on your role. That's pressure. A lot of pressure.
Yeah.
Do they get pissed at the like roller? If it's like a bad
You can't really.
I just couldn't imagine playing poker against strangers, you know?
Yeah.
It's fun playing poker like with your friends, but if you're just looking at a stranger, just calling their bluff.
Oh, I was watching
Bullshit, you're a liar.
Fuck you.
I was watching a poker game. I'm surprised that they're allowed to wear glasses, like sunglasses.
It's part of
I know, but I thought the whole point of like poker is to I thought the whole point was that's what like isn't that kind of like you're not cheating but you're not playing the game right because the whole point is that you have to tell if they're like lying or not or bluffing and if you're covering your whole face then where's the challenge
there's no way that they would like require someone tell Lil Jon to take off his sunglasses because we want to see if he's like
but I just don't think It seems weird to have sunglasses on at a poker game. You're playing for money.
Everyone in Vegas is wearing sunglasses walking around. I know what you mean.
Yeah, I know you mean too, but I think they do wear them because people with hazel eyes, they'll change when they get excited or they'll be dilated. You can tell like, you know what I mean? Isn't that a thing?
Yeah, it is. But I thought that was the whole point is that you have to try to hide that. No? Is
that like poker face?
Yeah.
Like how good is your poker face?
Yeah, but I guess. Yeah, I get it. I just thought that was the whole point of like the challenge.
Professional poker players, that's a crazy career.
I don't get it.
People who like have made tons of money, they're pros at playing a game of chance and lying.
Yeah. You're like a professional counter then.
That's cheating the game. You can't cheat poker. You're just good at when to hold them and when to fold them, you know?
Yeah.
And just knowing that you're that good where you rack up
and have built like
yes,
like that's wealth your off of it. It's strange.
That's crazy.
I know we don't want to encourage gambling for young kids, but how cute would a little casino be? But it's like go fish, and all the card games Hungry you did hippo. Growing up.
Yeah.
I would throw my kid in there.
Yeah, and the tokens are goldfish crackers.
It would
or
be like Chuck E. Cheese, gold but a doubloons. Casino.
Yeah,
chocolate that is gold cute. Doubloons.
And the tables aren't just green; they're every color.
Some feelings would be hurt though. There'd be some tantrums.
Right, that's some shit that would have been like back in like the 90s that they're like, all of a sudden they're just like, we can't do this anymore. This is kind of wrong.
It's also like strategy, you know? Yeah. It's fun.
They could. I think it would be, I don't think it would be right to put it in a casino, but I think they should have a separate thing in a separate building.
That's what I'm saying, a mini casino for kids. Yeah. Like open a brand new thing.
It's like Chuck E. Cheese rebranded. Kids are
dressed in
tux
and dresses. And
oh, like, there's little kids dealing.
Oh, they got like wine, but it's grape juice. And they got like these.
Oh, child labor laws.
Actually, that's really bad. That's really bad.
There's a line, but I think it could be done.
They got tiny little shanks.
They should have kids. You know how when you're 15, 16 years old and you're like a camp counselor, that age kid should be the dealer.
Yeah.
You know, that'd be really, that'd be so cute.
You should start something. Start something now before this episode comes out.
Thinking of names. I do have to go.
Did you ever go on any cool field trips as a kid?
In Pennsylvania, we have a lot of war grounds. So we went to Gettysburg, like things like that.
Oh, damn. But blood was spilt.
Jersey Shore House is a war ground. A lot of fights, a lot of battles.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to bring Heath to Seaside this summer, hopefully. Yeah, oh my God. Show him the old stomping ground.
We're gonna go. That's freaking awesome. Can he dress him like Italian?
Oh, I'm getting Ed Hardy hats.
Yes.
Affliction t-shirts.
I think it's appropriate. I think that's the only time to do it. And send me pictures. I want to see it.
Kidsino.
God, just nothing else.
Kidsino.
Casino. All right, no, it's fine.
All right, I'm out. Thanks.
Mom, go to the casino. I love it.
You're dirty. Dirty. Okay, but Mariah does have to be out because it is 5 and we started a little late and that was my fault.
I can hold 15. Off.
Oh, okay. Bubba, no, you're going to be late. She does this all the time and then she's late. And then she's
always... No, it's okay. I told you 5:15 because I have to leave by 5:30.
Oh, so you were lying. You were lying.
Listen, then how are we doing the cool down?
We'll figure the cool down out.
Have you ever placed a big bet on a sports game?
Never.
I think I did.
Only on UFC.
Oh, over a fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did I do it with you once or was I just imagining that? Yeah. Like, I feel
we tried to get you to bet on the McGregor Mayweather boxing fight.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I don't
think. Thank God it didn't go through. We couldn't find somebody to do it. And we would have lost. So,
yeah.
Well, there you go.
Every time I bet on sports, it never works.
Usually,
it's not your thing.
I'm what, 2-0 on every sports game I bet on.
Okay. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Good for you.
Thank you. I didn't realize these DraftKings, those sports betting apps only work in certain states.
Yeah, you can't do it
out. Yeah,
it's not. Yeah, it's, and I realized, why is every time I'm on vacation, everyone's betting on sports? Mm-hmm. And then I realized, the app doesn't work out there. Mm-hmm. So now it's kind of cool. You could just like.
Have you bet on steak?
I was, Heath.
Bet on steak?
Have you been on it?
Oh, what's been on steak.
What Corinna's
oh,
on.
Oh, so what is it?
It's online insane.
Gambling.
So
it's insane.
Are they playing poker?
Anything you want.
Is that where also it has that one where you like bet on when it stops?
Yeah.
And all of it's like in crypto.
It's allowed?
But it's, no, you can't.
It is? I mean,
no, it's not allowed.
You can get encrypt a VPN or do whatever you want or go out.
It's not allowed in the US, but you can change your VPN. It's like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's insane. You've played it? Or you've just watched
We played it when we were in Europe.
Yeah. Right, okay. Right. Gotcha.
So it's crazy though, because whatever you want to play, whether it's blackjack, roulette, it's all live dealers.
So streaming somebody.
Yeah.
So there's a dealer sitting there waiting. You pop in, they deal your cards and you press hit, stand, whatever you want. And they see your response like on a screen, and then they'll give you an extra card and they'll wait for you to make your mind up. And then like it's just crazy that it's such real time, no lag, and you're boom, in and out. Okay, you just doubled your money.
Matt,
is
there a huge warehouse filled with all these people?
I was gonna say, are they from home?
No, it's like a warehouse.
It's like a workspace.
I wonder what those hours look like.
The cards always look so weird though, because it's like, they look like green screened or something.
No, it's real. I think you're probably seeing like a magnification of it or something.
Probably.
Maybe they kind of zoom it in to make it bigger so you can clearly read it.
Are these like
it.
Those clips, not to make it dark,
where the
like
girls
those
are like,
clips where like probably not.
Some people think they're trapped.
Yeah. There's been like people talking about it. Like people say, are there like legs chained to it or something? Yeah. But like I've seen that.
Oh my
but
gosh.
I don't, for this, I don't. Think
the people
there's multiple
fine.
There's yeah. The ones we saw seemed
perfectly fine. Oh, there's slot machines? So, okay, there's poker, yes. Yeah. Texas Hold'em, blackjack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All of it.
Everything.
And I think the craziest part about this was, like he said, there's no glitch. There's not 1 millisecond of glitch in anything that you play.
It's so crazy.
The servers that they probably have it running, they probably pay like $10 million a day.
And like you're in a room with like other people. So they'll deal your set, their set, like as if you were sitting around a real blackjack table.
It makes no sense.
It's genius.
Oh, I mean, but it's
like that's horrible for the addicts. And every person has their own camera on that table.
But are the chips and the currency, like the way it's broken down, is it like you're playing 0.25 like Ethereum or is it $5?
You would convert it and basically you would have like your bank and you could bet $25, $50, whatever you want. Like,
so you set up your account?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then what about the price of crypto if it's changing all the time? Is it like... All of a sudden, you're like,
well,
10,
no.
You would convert however much at a certain time if you wanted or okay, however you want to do
it's not connected to your Ethereum. You have to pull it out first at the at that moment, and then
you're playing with there. Okay,
yeah. And I'm sure you could do like what is it, the USD coin, just to like hold the money. You know what I mean? That way, you're like not losing or whatever.
Boy, it was fun though. Heath and I were like,
it was wild.
Woo! No, see, I don't anything digitally. Like, I'm like, the closest I'll go is like a video poker at a bar in Vegas. But like anything like
that's where, that, I don't trust.
That's where
I
don't trust
anything. But that's not nickel and diamond.
To
on
me, that stake is not digital. That's real life. That you see the cards being played. Like there's
that is
nothing
unreal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did anybody have that handheld blackjack game growing up?
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Oh, from that to this.
Wait a second.
Blackjack 13.
Yeah.
You don't remember
Whoa.
That?
What was it called?
It's like one of those things.
Okay, it is one of those, but they like unfold like a calculator, I think.
I kind of want that to like practice before Vegas.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah.
Ooh, I might get a little blackjack app on my phone.
Wait, do they still sell this? Sell these?
Yeah, sure, probably an Amazon one.
They probably have
them
at Target.
Yeah.
Dude, imagine on the plane, full volume.
Blackjack.
On your way to Vegas? Yeah. That's funny.
13.
You know what's weird? My grandparents all day, they play at the casino on their computer, but with... fake money.
Oh, yeah. Just want to feel the rush.
Wait, how do you play with fake money at the casino? It's just
fake money. Like, if you win, like, you have like fake money in a video game. I don't know how to explain
it. No, but how do they give you fake money at a casino?
It's on their computer. It's just like a.
It's just a game.
Oh, I thought you said in Vegas.
No. They have like a fake, like, it's just like a casino on the computer.
That's what I would do. I wouldn't play with real money. I'd play with fake money.
Right, but like, if you win, like, they're. You could be so excited. You know what I mean?
Like, it ain't real.
The thing is that most of the time you're losing more than winning, right? In a sense.
Yeah.
So it's still exciting. I'm sure, like, I would get excited if I was winning a lot of money. I would just, like, imagine that it was
real. I hate winning. Sometimes, as much as I love winning, I hate it because you're like, God, that was pretty easy and that felt pretty good.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, I either have to, like, know that that paid for my trip. Or like I have to go spend that money on something there in Vegas because I got to view it like Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
I got to like just know. I don't want to think like, oh, damn, that paid my rent. Oh, shit. I could like thinking that it could solve your problems
from
winnings of gambling is like a scary route to go down. That's where it's like, oof.
And you could win.
That's my problem.
You could win the same amount as you lose. And for some reason, the loss just seems so much bigger.
Yeah.
Like, whoa, I lost a lot. But when you win, you're like, I feel like I was supposed to win more in that round because it's
my problem is like day one, I'll go up. Like, damn, I'm up like $1,500.
Yeah. And then you.
And then by the end of the trip, you're down.
Maybe that's a secret, like, Heath. Because I feel like you do that every time. You're up so much that first day. Just be
it's
up.
Walk away.
It's the alcohol, man.
Walk away.
That's why they keep feeding it to you.
Yeah. Dude,
Then 5:30 in the morning, you're blacked out and you're just like, hit me. And then...
I've gambled like so long at a casino and been so drunk where like I forgot like what casino I was in. Mm-hmm. I'd stayed at that table for so long.
Is that real? Ugh. The oxygen fill, the oxygen flowing in the room. That's real. Yeah. I keep hearing
to,
it.
Like,
and
keep
I think
you,
it's
to keep you up.
Yeah, to keep you up. No clocks in there.
You've talked to somebody that works at hotels?
I believe so.
Yeah.
I think that they can afford pumping oxygen in
how
it.
Pump that shit. How much do you think that? How much do you think they spend?
Not that much, but
yeah,
like
they pump in like so higher cool. oxygen content into the air, so you could like you
there's
breathe
also
better.
Smoke
like,
in there. They got to keep it like circulated. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
I'm trying to find a picture that my mom sent me of my grandpa in jail for illegal gambling. But she has a picture of him. I never met him, but she has a picture of him in jail for gambling. He's just like
for illegally gambling, like not counting, right?
Illegal playing cards like under the table.
Illegal games, like Molly's game.
Yeah,
that's what he was doing.
Boss ass bitch.
That's what he was doing.
Gambling rings.
I want to know.
I hear about them all the time.
You hear about the gambling rings in LA?
Mm-hmm. I know something you don't know.
Mm. All them girls go there and they deal the cards and give massages. Mm-hmm. They A lot of them pay their rent.
Are they happening at like residences or is it happening like downstairs at the Viper Room?
It's happening both.
You know,
both.
Molly Bloom followed me on Instagram.
Really?
Yeah, the Molly.
Get her
Bloom.
On. Let's get her on. Let's talk.
She just had a baby.
Who's Molly Bloom?
Molly Bloom was the girl.
She could be on the Vegas episode.
Oh, that'd be pretty dope.
It'd be amazing.
She's a dealer.
Molly Bloom was a woman who ran like a poker ring in Los Angeles.
Oh.
Yeah.
The Molly.
The Molly Bloom.
Oh, all right. I didn't know who she was.
Yeah, she ran.
Does she? What's her accent? Like, what's her?
I don't know. Isn't she? She Canadian? I don't know. But she's. I can't remember.
I can see her talking like this, right?
She's pretty academic. She was like an Olympic skier. Her dad was like
I thought those were armpit hair. I was like, damn. Look at that shit. I thought it was like straight hair. I was like, it's beautiful.
No, but that girl probably got some stories. But I don't even know if like what she could say like legally and stuff.
The thing is that she wrote a whole book, so I think she can say pretty much anything that she's written.
It's her and Aaron Sorkin. It's got to be like cool when you are so down on your luck. You think like life is at the end, and the next thing you know, in 5 years, they're making a movie about you.
So cool. You think they'll make a movie about me and you?
No.
Okay. Yeah, really nothing. So boring.
There he is.
Oh, it's in the jail cell. I thought it was a mugshot.
It's in the jail.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's you should hang that.
I know. I want it.
That's
framed.
A really
wait.
Cool
can
picture.
I see that?
Like my future basement. If we have a little blackjack table, I want that framed.
That's cool.
Oh wait, that's sick.
It's cool, right?
I should definitely hang that.
It's hip. You got your eye on anything that you like? Your relatives have that you're kind of like.
Oh no! Nothing.
Jesus.
Something in my relatives have
like,
that.
Oh, yeah, like dark, like really, yeah, like past, oh, like, I can't wait for that. No, nothing. There's nothing.
Wait, something dark that they have?
No,
it's a dark, dark conversation.
Anything that like your parents, or your grandparents have that you're like kind of excited for them to die over, so you can get it.
Oh, so you can get it? Oh,
like when you like look at it, you're like, one day it's gonna be mine.
I know Matt already has a list. I know he's right, jotting that shit down.
There's like some.
He'd be reorganizing it every year.
There's like some paintings and like some.
So you thought about it?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, what are you claiming?
I'm not gonna say on here.
Yeah, that's.
Kind but of there's stuff point. That there's stuff that I know that my brother. If I was like, I want that, my brother would be like, okay, well, you appreciate that more. So yeah,
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Can you imagine you inherited like a $30 million painting? You'd be like, it would be pretty nice if I cashed that in. But you like,
I would sell it.
But they were like, that's the one thing is you never sell the painting.
No,
like,
fuck, $30 million.
Would you do it?
Don't, my money.
Don't sell it, will you?
It's a fucking painting.
If your grandpa was like, I'm giving this to you, I want you to keep it forever, please don't sell it. It's worth $30 million, and then he dies right there.
Oh, boom, sell it right on fucking
the money.
Absolutely. Oh my God.
Shit. Okay, it's a hard decision.
Because if I said the same thing to my grandson, come on, just like you have to think what like the smartest thing to do. Because if you don't sell it, the next person is going to, they're going to sell it. Someone's going to sell it.
Yeah.
At some point. It might as well be you.
If you really needed the money, if it was worth more than everything you ever owned, I'd be like, yeah.
Or like a property.
Yeah, that'd be nice, right? Yeah.
Oh my God. That just all like done.
Just land.
Freaking land. Give me
a country.
A country.
Mariah, whoa. You get all of Sicily. Do I sell it?
Queen of the land.
Where do I even start?
You're like on
the
edge
of the Sicily. I have so much to do. Oh, can I do a
no?
Can I go get dressed?
What?
Oh yeah, you can go. But I just want to. Can I promo my mom?
Yes. Yeah. Why are you begging? Please.
My mom is first place right now, and in 3 days.
Well, explain. Oh,
okay. So
what?
My mom right now is in a Miss Health and Fitness in a Miss Health and Fitness competition, and the winner gets to be featured on the cover of the Hers magazine, which is incredible. And my mom, like, obviously she wants to do it because she nominated herself or whatever, and she's number one, right? And once. She was competing against like hundreds of people, and I just found out that she doesn't win after the final. She's against like 6 other people that all won
there,
competing against hundreds of people. So she has to beat the 6 top people, okay. And I have no idea who they are.
Now it's down to 6.
It's down to 6, but
she's up there. She's so up there. So if we keep voting, right?
Yes. And the problem with after this round is that they're going to knock all the votes out and then it's
restart.
They reset the votes.
Oh, jeez.
Reset the votes.
Wow.
So if you guys can vote again,
again,
for the people that voted, just vote one more time. That means so much to me. Thank you so much. This is all she's wanted. And she'd be so happy if she won.
This has been going on for like months.
I was telling like, this is a long, top 11, top 10. Get to it, baby. Get to it.
A lot of
At the end of it, it's going to move to like a top from every state.
I really hope she gets the cover.
I know. And I was talking to my mom. I was like, Mom, who are these 6 other people? She's like, I don't know, honey. I was like, Mom, what if it's like freaking... It's like one of the Victoria's Secret models. Like, Mom, you're fucked.
It's J-Lo.
J-Lo, Giselle Bundchen. All of them like in a line.
Sherry.
I was just so curious to see who the other contestants are.
I hope she gets it. I just want to like go to the airport with all the magazines and she's just right there.
I know. Oh my, that'd be so cool. But yeah, the link will be in the description. Just if you guys can. It's free. Free vote. You don't have to pay for it.
I think it's meant to be. She's a firefighter.
Yeah. Like,
that's sexy.
She saved lives before. She deserves it.
She's a hero.
She deserves it. But yeah, thank you. That's it. That was the only plug I wanted to do.
A mother, a hero, a model.
Mm. That should be her Instagram bio.
I don't know why I said that.
Her Instagram bio when she wins.
I gotta go. I'm like,
oh, my mom would actually put that in her Instagram. Hers fitness cover 2023. like what, what athletes and models do. All right, everybody say bye, Mariah.
Bye, Mariah.
You stink. All right, guys, thank you so much for tuning into another episode of Zane and Heath Unfiltered. Mm. You can check out our Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath, where we post bonus episodes. We post high and drunk episodes. We also post episodes where we leave the camera rolling and we record for another like 15 to 30 minutes, or like mini episodes are fun. We also have a private Discord. We have live Q&As. It's just a fun family page that we are all on. For $5 a month. So if you go to patreon.com/Zane and Heath, only $5 a month, and you get everything.
And early access. So you get to see these episodes a few days early, and they're all going to be ad free. Patreon.com/Zane and Heath.
So you don't watch the stinking ads.
You can also check out our coffee, cremota.com. We've got K-cups, bagged coffee. We have espresso, whole or ground beans. Mm. And we also have our matcha. And we have a cremacha starter kit, which has all the necessities that you need to make your first cup of matcha. It's really, really good. And I know you guys will enjoy it. So if you want to check that out, cremota.com.
Thank you. You can check out this episode audio form every Monday. We post on Spotify app, Google app, Apple Podcasts, all those other apps. And then we post a video version on YouTube every Tuesday, youtube.com/Zane and Heath.
And then right now we're going to jump into the unwind, which we do at the end of every single episode.
It's actually called the recline and unwind.
Yeah.
So that's what we've been calling for the past few months.
So we're going to keep these cameras rolling and record. We will see you guys soon, Patreon.
You lay back, relax.
Come on
and
now.
See you at Patreon, baby. All good night.
We'll see you guys next week. Peace.